Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When it comes to what your family eats and drinks, you know your choices matter. You're the expert because you know what fits your life. And getting it right starts with good information. That's why America's beverage companies are sharing more information about our ingredients at goodtoknowfacts.org. No spin, no judgments, just the facts straight from the experts for more than 140 beverage ingredients. Visit goodtoknowfacts.org.
Hey, I'm Joe DeCamera.
And I'm John Ritchie. We're the guys behind the 94 WIP Morning Show, the place Philly sports fans turn to every morning.
Eagles, Philly, Sixers, Flyers, if it matters in this city, we're talking about it.
We bring real opinions, smart analysis, and yeah, some chaos too.
From breaking news to big name guests, it's all here.
Whether you're tailgating or stuck in traffic, we've got your Philly sports fix.
Follow and listen to the 94 WIP Morning Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts, and get new episodes every weekday.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate him listening, subscribing, following the podcast. YouTube feed is 94 WIP. Check it out there. How about this Sixers team? What a comeback last night. We got a lot to get into here, but I want to start with the Sixers today and talk about what they're becoming, what they are, how they're changing the equation on how we look at them so far this season. They have trailed by 10-plus points in three of the four fourth quarters. They have outscored their opponents by 47 points collectively in these fourth quarters. They're the comeback kids. They're the resilient kids. This is a team worth getting a little bit excited about here. And you know, you could be excited for a team even if there isn't legitimate NBA title aspirations. Sixers came into the season 40-1 to win the title. You know, we're not talking about a team with those kind of expectations. Now, they could change the equation. They could put themselves in the mix. They could make themselves more viable. They obviously have a kind of group that isn't devoid of veteran talent with Joel Embiid and with Paul George, but it's more centered now around the young guys. But the comeback last night, I know that was a weird, facing a bad basketball team, second night of back-to-back. No one in that building, the attendance listed last time was like 15,000 down in D.C., and you're watching the game, you're like, I don't think there's 15,000 people here. It looked empty down in D.C. last night. So it's kind of an odd atmosphere in that building. You know, there's not much, really what you saw late when the Sixers came back, down 20 at one point in the fourth quarter, is down 20 in the second half, down 13 with 5 minutes to go. You felt the enjoyment and excitement from the Sixers fans there that were in the building. But another huge night for Maxey. A little bit of a quieter night for Edgecombe. Actually made all his shots from three-point range last night. Bona with 5 blocks. I mean, it's contributions coming from all over the place right now. Grimes with 23 last night. Now Embiid had a big game, even with the minutes restrictions. And you kind of just start thinking about what they've put together here the first four games. They're second in the NBA in offensive rating. Their issue right now if you know why these games, why they've been down, all that kind of stuff, is their defense. Now, could that improve as Joel Embiid gets back in a better shape, hopefully? Could it improve as Paul George comes back? You would think. I mean, Paul George has always been a good defensive player when he's been healthy. It could. Those, if Joel Embiid and Paul George could provide bursts of offense and provide a lot of defense, this thing could really go somewhere. Because there's a combination of skills and players here that complement each other in ways we haven't seen with the Sixers in a while. I mean, even I'm watching earlier this season, Kelly Oubre, you know, perfectly positioned to get a lot of open shots on the outside. And he's a guy, you know, Oubre's got an interesting game. He's a solid player, but you don't want him to generate all the offense by himself. He's a complementary piece. And when you put him in the corner, you put him on the wing, and you say, our guards are going to penetrate, or Joel's going to, you know, have the ball deep down low, and they're going to kick it out to you for open shots, he can deliver. I mean, Oubre's got an offensive game where he can deliver. So it's all cooking right now. A couple things I want to highlight as we get excited about the Sixers early in this season. One, about the mentality of the team, and then the second part about how they're positioned right now and where this is all coming from. So mentality-wise, there's a resiliency to this basketball team. There's an energy to this basketball team. I give Tyrese Maxey a lot of credit for this because I feel like he has taken on that leadership role. And boy, is he becoming an even bigger star in front of our eyes. There's a lot of parallels between Tyrese Maxey and Jalen Hurts in that they were not drafted in areas where the expectation is they become superstar players. The expectation is not to become a top 5 to 10 quarterback when you're drafted in the second round. The expectation is not to become a top 20 NBA player when you're drafted in that 20 range like Tyrese Maxey was back in 2020. That's not the expectation. But both of those guys were, number one, they're more skilled than maybe given credit for. Number two, really hard workers. Number three, love the game. And number four, they won't be stopped till they reach their ceiling. And I appreciate that about both Jalen Hurts and about Tyrese Maxey. And we've seen it on display over the last 5 years. All those traits are there about those guys. Now, will Tyrese Maxey ever be the best player in the NBA? Very unlikely. I just think physically there's a level to where he can't be Nikola Jokic. He can't be Giannis Antetokounmpo. He can't be, I don't think he's that far off from Shea in terms of physical tools, but he probably can't be Shea either. And so you kind of run down the list. So he can't be those guys, but can he be a top 20 player? Yep. Can he be the Sixers version of Jalen Brunson? He might be able to be if he's a little bit more efficient as he grows. I mean, Brunson is very efficient in what he does, even though he's limited physically. But could he be that? Can he raise his game from, I would say, conservatively a couple years ago, I think he kind of burst into the top 40 players in the NBA and probably around the top 30 players now this season. And there's a lot of players scoring a lot of points, so I don't want to get too carried away with 36, 37 points a game through four games so far. But conservatively, is he a top 20 player right now in the NBA? Hard to say he's not. I mean, look around. I mean, there's probably more great players than you think and more productive players than you think, but top 20 player, I think he is right now. So can he now take where he is, hold it as everyone else levels off, and can he burst into where Brunson burst into a couple years ago, which is like, really? That guy's a top 10 player? And I know I first felt it 2 or 3 years ago with Jalen Brunson. I was like, that guy's a top 10 player. I don't care what you think. I don't care what he looks like. Watch him play and watch the impact he has on the game. And that's where Maxey's trending. So the physical maturation, the mental maturation, the leadership from Tyrese Maxey has kind of led this thing. And I feel like they're playing in Tyrese Maxey's image now. Where in years past, the Sixers would play in Joel Embiid's image or James Harden's image or Ben Simmons' image. And those images aren't championship images. They're not the kind of attitude you want to have to go win a championship. And this year, they're playing in Tyrese Maxey's image. And that is a great place to be. I love the way he's playing. I love the way he's leading. He talked about being, you know, his attitude, his mentality, leadership, all the stuff they've been lacking when the ball's been through Joel Embiid and the team's been through Joel Embiid or Harden or Simmons. It's the opposite now with Tyrese Maxey. The scale's been tipped here, and Maxey's the lead dog on a team that is 4-0 right now with the second best offensive rating in the NBA. The second part of this, I give a lot of credit to Nick Nurse. I think Nick Nurse is an early season NBA Coach of the Year candidate for what he's put together here. I've been a Nick Nurse fan for a long time. What he did at Toronto was excellent. I think he has an ability to mix the old and the young. I think he has an ability to create an offense and a system that accentuates whatever he's got in a particular year. Last year was a tough year for him. It was a tough year for the Sixers. I don't think he signed up for last year. I thought he was exasperated last year. I think he's been exasperated with the Joel Embiid stuff for a while. But you go back to Nick Nurse's career, and I read his book a couple years ago, and he's a guy that loves the game. He loves teaching the game. He loves bringing players along in the game. I mean, he will coach a rec league before he's done coaching. I mean, he is a coach. We're talking about an assistant for years and years. We're talking about a guy who coached in the G League or whatever it was called back then. We're talking about a guy who coached the Iowa Barnstormers. We're talking about a guy who coached at low levels, went to England and won championships there as a head coach. Oh, he's a basketball coach. And I think in the old Dodd Shula quote, you know, he could take his and beat yours. He could take yours and beat his. That's coaching. And I'm watching the system he's created so far this year, where the touchers are going. This thing is clearly and smartly built through the guards on this team. And I think it's going to help them assimilate McCain when he gets back here. They're going to have an outstanding scoring guard on the court at all points of the game. Not built around the bigs. I think he realized at this stage of his career, Joel Embiid is a very diminished athlete, and he can only ask so much of him. And he's almost created an area and a way where Joel Embiid could be the trailer on the fast break and end up being a trailing three-point shooter. We'll see how he uses George when he comes back and what kind of athleticism George has at this point, how much he could play. But through the first four games, coaching around some of the limitations, the size issues, and Embiid's minutes restriction, I mean, the fact that they're 4-0 with this, and you see the development of a Grimes the last couple of years. You see the development of a Bona on the defensive end last night. You see some of these young guys who, like, who are they? Like the Barlow kid to start the season. And they're given good minutes. That is a reflection on what Nick Nurse has done. And Daryl Morey.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Put the roster together so he gets credit if this turns out to be a playoff team that could go beyond a round at this stage of where they are. But I think Nurse deserves the bulk of the credit for getting the most out of this group, a very young guard group, Edgecombe in his first four games in the NBA. And then there's a resiliency, and there's a let's not give up attitude, and a we're not out of this attitude, which you have to have in the modern NBA with the three-point shooting the way it is. I mean, you could erase 20-point deficits in a heartbeat. It's really five shots, and you're back in the game. It's really not much. It could be eight possessions of good defense, shot making, and you're back in a game. It really could shift where it used to take a quarter to almost get back in a game where you're down 20. Now it's like 7 minutes, 6 minutes, if you get hot and you play some good defense, you're right back in the game to where you're in striking distance going into the next quarter. And you got to preach that as a coach. So I think the job Nick Nurse has done has been excellent. Maxey's not just playing to a high level, but he's leading to a high level. And you watch where this thing's going now. They're going to play Boston on Friday night. They're 4-0. You know, last year they were 3-12 through their first 15 games. It was over. I was calling for, you know, fail for Flag. It was over. Just tank for Cooper Flag. Obviously, that kind of was what they did, but they didn't end up with the number one pick. But they positioned themselves late last season to go in and try to get a high pick. It turned into a great pick in VJ Edgecombe. Now we got the opposite. When you start off 4-0 and you have all these comeback victories, and it's not perfect. Again, they were down last night big to the Washington Wizards. Was some of that a back-to-back scheduling kind of thing? It was. It's the NBA. Back-to-backs are not easy, and you're going to be a little sluggish in the second end there. Meanwhile, the Wizards, you know, if they're going to pick a team off that's better than them, it's going to be at home where that team's coming off a back-to-back and traveling the night before. So it all kind of added up. I was surprised, not shocked when they were down early in the game, but you kind of see how it played out. It's like they came back, and they came back on Charlotte, and they came back on Orlando, and they came back. I mean, they're coming back in these games. Now, we needed to stop going down 10, three out of every four nights, because that's not a great recipe, and they need to play better defense. But the resiliency they came back with last night, the play of Maxey, the play of Grimes, the play of Edgecombe, McCain not that far away, giving them a lot last night offensively in the minutes he was out there. Something's cooking here with the Sixers. And once in a while, something will surprise you, come out of nowhere to surprise you. And the most impressive things about this 4-0 start are Maxey, Edgecombe, the energy, their offensive rating, Nick Nurse's coaching. It's all there. And in a league that is really trending more towards young teams, and in a league that is trending more towards parity, it gives a sense of excitement. If this was the old NBA, if this was the NBA of even 10 years ago, the Sixers' age, Sixers size, and the Sixers, roster structure, and the way the league used to be, where you had to be really, really good for years before you broke through, and the idea of just popping out of nowhere with young players at competing at a high level was really rare. If this was the old league, I would say cute story, but look, it's going to be 43 wins. They're going to be the 7 or 8 seed. They're going to be in the play-in, and it is what it is. We'll probably, we'll see you next year in terms of real expectations. And I'm not trying to say NBA finals are now the expectation, but there is now a new NBA where if you are coached well, you play hard, you have right ingredients, and you have shooting and depth. Look at the Pacers last year. You could become something almost overnight, and you have a chance in the postseason. It's not just you have to have the three best players in the league in the postseason anymore. You have a chance with team basketball. That's what makes this fun. It's going to keep us engaged the entire season, and when they do get to the playoffs, and I do believe this is going to end up a playoff team, we're going to give them a fighting chance to make us proud in April. And with the way they are structured, with the way they look, even if Embiid ultimately checks out physically and can't handle it and can't get through, give them a real chance to make us as proud as any team with Philadelphia basketball has made us since, I would say, the Iguodala team in 2011, 2012, when they took Boston to 7 games in the second round. It feels like that's the last time I was this excited about the collective, this excited about where they were going, and this excited about how the whole thing is coming together. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Our YouTube feed is 94 WIP. Check it out there. Don't forget Klondike Kates tomorrow in Newark, Delaware. Midday show live at Klondike Kates tomorrow from 10 to 2. If you're in the area, come on out. Going to be an awesome, awesome show. Great place to hang out and have some food for some lunch. Come on, hang out with us tomorrow. Midday show, Klondike Kates. Thanks so much for listening. WIP Daily.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.